Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We've been looking at the relationship between Barnabas and Saul, who became Paul, in these last few recordings. And we began by seeing the way that Barnabas had great vision for Saul when no one else did. He took the initiative to bring him to the apostles, he got to know him, and he spoke up on his behalf. Not only did Barnabas have vision for Saul, he also took time to train him in Acts chapter 11. He goes and seeks Saul out because he needs help in Antioch. He is very patient and spends a whole year together with Saul, teaching him, I believe, and training him in the ministry in Antioch. And then he takes him on an adventure to Jerusalem. Now we are looking at the humility of Barnabas and the significance of that humility in Saul becoming what God had planned for him to be. In Acts chapter 13, Barnabas and Saul are sent off on a great missionary journey. And we find them in Cyprus, where Paul is very bold in confronting ungodliness in Bar Jesus, as he's called in Acts 13, verse 6, an attendant of Sergius Paulus. And he speaks boldly to him. He confronts him. And that's what we talked about last time. But not only does Saul speak boldly, and Barnabas seems perfectly happy for Paul to do this, but also he causes Elymas to become blind. He predicts it in verse 11. The hand of the Lord is against you. You are going to be blind for a time, not even able to see the light of the sun. Immediately, mist and darkness came over him, and he groped about, seeking someone to lead him by the hand. When the proconsul saw what had happened, he believed, for he was amazed at the teaching about the Lord. I don't think the proconsul was the only one who was amazed. I think Barnabas was probably amazed as well. I doubt it was the first miracle he had seen, but I think it's the first miracle he'd seen Saul perform. And up until this point, there is no record of Barnabas performing any miracles himself. I think the proconsul believes in the message. I think Barnabas believes in the fact that God has called Saul to become perhaps even more than Barnabas is. And Barnabas does not fight this. Barnabas sees God do a miracle through Paul, and I believe that Barnabas is delighted. Barnabas is not threatened by Paul's power as demonstrated here. If we're training people, it's vital that we're not threatened by the strengths in other people that are stronger than us. God has given other people greater gifts or gifts in greater measure in some areas than he's given them to us. And that should be okay. I know that sometimes I feel threatened by those who speak better than me or have some other strength, but that should not be. I should be delighted that God has given them this strength, this, in a sense, power. For this power is useful in the proclamation of the gospel, in the fulfillment of the mission, and this is what we see here. And Barnabas, again, does not get in the way. He releases Saul, who at this point becomes called Paul. The humility of Barnabas is what enables Saul to become Paul and to become all that God planned for him to be. We find that a Barnabas in our lives makes us strong. If you're feeling weak at times, perhaps it's because you don't have a Barnabas. If you're not fulfilling all the gifts that you've been given by God, perhaps it's because you don't have a Barnabas. Well, next time we'll look at the effectiveness of Paul. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.